Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Gimel. We're on Pei Beis. Was it 12 lines from the bottom? By Yerava. Okay, so the Gemara is now dealing with certain different situations about blood that's going inside the Heichal. So By Yerava. So Rava has a following suffix. Har helam davar shel tzibor usi'ir avodos kochavim shehichnis daman lefnai lefnin mahu. So the blood of the pound of the seabor of the seer of Odos Kachavim, which is supposed to be brought on inside the Kodesh, like connected the Parochas and Mizbach HaZohav. So what happens is that's supposed to go into the Kodesh, and you brought it further in to the Kodesh of Kodashim. Right? Yesterday we said that at Katas blood that gets brought inside is pasul if it's before Machlokas, whether or not it has to be sprinkled or not sprinkled. But you bring in the pile of davar shel tzibor, which is blood that's supposed to be brought into the heichal. You bring it a step further to the kodesh kodashim. Mahu, what's the din? Do we say mi amrinan el hakodesh pinima kol heicha de karina el hakodesh karina pinima kol heicha de lo karina el kodesh lo karina pinima? The pasuk says that it's el hakodesh pinima, which means you can't bring it into the kodesh, which we said was the kodesh, and pinima was kodesh kodashim. So maybe the only blood that gets pasul is blood that has both issues. You can't bring it into the Kodesh, you can't bring it into the Panima. But here we have blood that you can bring into the Kodesh. So maybe Panima doesn't apply to it. That's what Gemara says. Mahu, what's the din? Mi amrinan, do we say, Ela Kodesh Panima? That's what the Pasuk says. Kol Heichan de Karina Ela Kodesh. Anytime it's a violation of Ela Kodesh, then Karina Le Panima, then you have a problem with Panima. But Kol Heichan de Lo Karina Ela Kodesh, but if it's not a problem of Ela Kodesh, like the problem of Tibor, which is supposed to go in there, then Lo Karina Panima, then we won't have the issue of Panima. Odilma Logan Kolmhu. Or what the Pasuk is really telling us, Ela Kodesh Panima is teaching us any blood that goes in where it's not supposed to go. And the problem of Tibor, if you brought it into the Kodesh Kodashim, it's not supposed to go there. So what's the story with that? The Imtim Tzelomar. Now, Imtim Tzelomar, typically the Rambam passes like every Imtim Tzelomar. So Imtim Tzelomar Shalom Kolomhu. So maybe you'll tell me that it's Shalom Kolomhu. The issue is that this blood is not in its right place. Therefore, if the Pound of Zebra blood goes into the Kosher Kedoshim, it does become Pasul. So what about the following case? Pyr, Par, V'Sayer Shom Kippurim, Shehiza Midaman Al Habadim. So the par and the sa'ir of Yom Kippur, who's supposed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It goes in, goes all the way in. So they did that. And you sprinkle the blood between the poles and the aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like you're supposed to. And then you brought him out, back from the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the Kodesh, in order to sprinkle on their blood on the parochas, like you're supposed to. And what happens? You go, oh, and you went back in, b'ichnison, back to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, for whatever reason. Mahu, what's the din? Mi'am ridam akomam, who do we say? There's no problem. That's its makom. Right, you went into the Kodesh Kodashim, you sprinkled the blood. You went out and then went back in. So you say, oh, it's no big deal, because the Kodesh Kodashim is the place where the blood is supposed to be.
But once you go out.
Or, right, oh, Dilma, ho, v'nafak, nafak. Once you leave, you left. And by leaving, now it has no right to go back in, and you bring it back in, it becomes puzzle. The Gemara then says, okay, entim shlomer, ho, v'nafak, nafak. So you say, like you say, once you left, right? So therefore, what about the following case? Hiza midaman al haparochas. So you left the Kodesh Kodashim, and you're going into the Kodesh, and you sprinkle the blood on the parochas. Vehotzion lemizbeach. And then, right, and then you went out further to the, then you went back, then you went to the mizbeach. And then, vechnison mahu. And then you brought it back to the parochas. The guy went, it's in the Kodesh, right, so the parochas is here. And Mizbeach is here. You come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, looking at it from my perspective. You're coming out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you sprinkled on the Mizbeach, on the Parochas. You sprinkled on the Mizbeach, you walk back to the Parochas. You're still within the Kodesh, but you're going backwards to where you already were. So the Gemara says, Mahu, Hacha Vadei Chad Makamu. Well here, it's like you said, it's Chad Makam. It's all Kodesh, what's the big deal? Oh, Dilma, Yitzia Karina Bay. Or do you call, once you leave the area where you're supposed to be, that's called Yitzia. And you left the Parochas area, and then if you went back to the Parochas area, you're going to the place where the blood's no longer supposed to be. Maybe that is also possible. So for that last Shaila, the Gemara says Teku, that's going to leave as a Shaila. Okay. The Mishnah then said, Nichnas Lechaper. Right, if you brought the blood in to do Kapara, Afal Pi Shelo Kiper, even if you didn't sprinkle the blood, it's possible. That's what Rabbi Lazar says. But Rabbi Shimon argued and said, no, the only time the blood becomes possible if you pour it inside is if you actually use the blood to mikapa, you sprinkle the blood. So Tanya, so that Gemara is to bring a brisa regarding the machlokes in Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Again, Rabbi Elazar says once it goes in, it's possible. Rabbi Shimon says you have to throw the blood, you have to sprinkle the blood. So Tanya, that's when it becomes possible. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says it brings a source. Namra Khan. It says here by bringing the blood into the place where it's not supposed to be. The kol chatos sheyuvo midama lichaper bakodesh lo seachel beish tesareif. So there it says lichaper bakodesh by us. And there's another place it says lichaper bakodesh. Nemar lahalad. Where is this? This is where the kohen gadol avoda on Yom Kippur. The pasuk says v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'olam moed. No person should be in the tent of meeting in the olam moed. Bivolo lichaper bakodesh. When he goes in lichaper bakodesh. So when are they not allowed to be there? They're not even allowed to be there when he starts to go in, which is before he sprinkles the blood. So just like here is before he does anything, by the Chaper Kodesh, so too by us, the Chaper Kodesh is before you do anything, which means even if it just goes in without sprinkling. That's what the Gemara says, Malahalim shall keep her, Avkam shall keep her. So to here, it's not keep. You don't need keep her. Just like the words, the Chaper Kodesh by the vote of the Kohen Gadol, means that no one should be walking in with him when he begins the process, even before he started. So to heal a chaper kodesh means it can't go in even nothing is done, even before the process starts.
But if he's not doing the avoda, what is he doing when he starts?
He's walking in.
That's considered a...
No one's allowed to walk in with him. No one can be in there when he walks in.
So if he walks in, you follow that.
You violated something. But Shimon has a different livud. He says, Nemar Khan, it says by us, by the chatos whose blood is brought inside, it just says the word lechaper. I don't know why. But Nemar Lahalan, and it says by the Korbanos Yom Kippur, this is after the mark of the Korbanos, it says, Ves parachatos, ves seirachatos, asher huvas domon lechaper bakodesh, it says, Yotzi on the chutzlamach, and the sarf of age. There it talks about the par and the sar that you bring the blood inside. That par and the sar, that blood was brought inside, you bring it outside and you burn it outside. So the chaper there is talking about after the blood is sprinkled. So he's going to say, Mala ha'olam shekiper, avkam shekiper. Just like over there when it says the chaper, it's talking about after the blood was sprinkled. So too by us, when it says the chaper, it's talking about after the blood is sprinkled, you would be chayiv, you wouldn't pass on the blood unless it's sprinkled. And where it says, b'maykim miflubi. So what's the machlokas? Well, the machlokas is clearly what the limud is. They're both blessed. They both seem to be limudim. Why is one choosing one limud over the other limud? So b'maykim miflubi. Mar savar. One holds Rabbi Lezer, who had the first limud, who says you have to actually do the avoda. He says donim chutz michutz, the ain donim chutz bifnim. He wants to learn. The idea is going to be he's going to learn our case is something that's coming from the outside going in. He's going to learn that from something else going outside and coming in. What's that? That is the Kohen Gadol coming from the outside going in, right? The ain donim chutz bifnim. But he's not going to learn chutz, which is our blood coming in, to bifnim, which is talking about the karbanos that were already done on the inside. He's not going to learn that. But Marsov, Rav Shimon says, no, done in mehema mehema, ain't done in mehema hodom. Well, there are two different cases. We have apples and oranges. We have a case of our stuff is animal blood of the animal, and he's learning it out from an animal that's coming out. He's not going to learn blood from the animal going in to a human going in. He thinks that that's not comparable. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah said, Im hichnes shogeg kosher. Then if you brought it in b'shogeg, then it's kosher. So the Gemara says, habemez is pasul. Mashma, pretty clearly. And if you brought it in b'mezit, you're pasul. Fine. So who's he holding like? If he brought it in b'mezit, is it pasul b'shekiper? Only if he sprinkled the blood, and then he'd be holding like Reb Shimon? Or, b'shelokiper? Or even if he brought it in b'mezit, and you didn't sprinkle the blood, then he's holding like Reb Eliezer. Who's he holding like? So Amar Reb Yirmiyah. So Reb Yirmiyah is going to answer this based on, he's going to bring a brisa from Torah's Kohanim, which is the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. He's going to bring a brisa, and from that brisa, he's going to try to prove what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Reb Shimon, or does he hold like Rabbi Lazar? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. The following brisa. Mimasha Shenemar, the Pasuk says, it says, Espar hachatas, v'si'ir hachatas, asher huva estamam, I don't think I'll owe in the Pasuk. What does it say? Vesparachatos, right, the Pasuk says Vesparachatos, Vesirachatos, Asher Huva as Damam, Lichaper Bakodesh, then Yotzi al Michutzamach never suffer. So the Elma Omoid is not there. Vesparachatos, Sirachatos, Asher Huva as Damam, Lichaper Bakodesh, right, then the Pasuk says Yotzi al Michutzamach never, Vesarfuba Esh, and it gets burnt. So you see from here, this Pasuk, that you burn these karbanos outside of the machaneh. You burn the meat of the chatos primus outside. So Gemara Brisa says, Ma Talmud Lomar, what's it coming to teach us? The hasorif. Why does it say? What does it teach hasorif? And so I guess you already learned sorif of basar from somebody else, something else. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? Matam alomar sorif? Matam alomar hasorif? Lekufe itzrich. I need the pasuk to tell me that the sorif has to wash his clothing. That's the pasuk, right? It says sorif has bigadav, yichabez bigadav, right? So that's what hasorif comes to teach us. One pasuk says, sorry, the first pasuk in Chav Zayin says." The following passage that says v'soreif osam yichabes begadav. So Gemara says, my time alomer soreif. What I need is soreif. You really know soreif? He goes, no, I need soreif for the second pasuk. Because the second pasuk tells me that soreif, the guy who burns it, he's tameh. He has to wash his clothing. He has to go to mikvah. He becomes tameh. Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ella, the question is, the Brisa asks, this is what the Brisa meant. Ma Talmud Lomar chatas chatas. Why does it have to repeat the word chatas twice? Right? It says it's parachatas. Vesirachatas. Why can't you say vespar vesirachatas? Why does it have to word chatos twice? Elamatam alomer chatos chatos. Lefi, because shalola manu elalavpar vesayir shom kipurim shenisrafin abeis adeshen. In the pasuk itself, it just you would think that the only chatos primios that gets burnt mechutz lamachne is the par and sar of yom kippur. But they're the only ones that get burnt abeis adeshen, and they're the only ones who are tameh begadim. They're the only ones who create tumah. Shar nisrafin minayin. How do I know that the other chatos primios, like the parol dovah shel tzibur, like karkol mashiach, how do I know those also have to get burned minayin? Talmud lomar chatos chatos de Rabbi Yehuda. It says the extra chatos, that's what you learned. The brisa there continues. Rav Meir Omer Rei says no. I don't need chatos chatos to teach me that the other chatos primios get burned. Eino tzarech. Why? Harayu Omer the es para chatos the es siira chatos. Right, Asheruva is dam lechaper b'kodesh. I mean that lechaper there. She ain't Talmud Lomar lechaper. The Torah didn't have to write the word lechaper, because this whole parsha is talking about the par and the ser of Yom Kippurim, which is brought for kapara. Why have to repeat lechaper? So ma Talmud Lomar lechaper. Why is it say lechaper? Limei to teach us al kol hamiskaparim, that all the things that are brought inside for kapara. Shesol from etam begodim. The teacher said, when you burned him, they create tumah. You have to etam begodim. Okay, that's the price. What's the proof? Again, the proof was Rabbi Yehuda hold. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that when you bring the blood in b'mezid, you have to sprinkle it or not sprinkle it in order to make it possible? So he says, Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't use the word lichaper to learn. He learns it out from chatas chatas. So the lichaper is extra for him. So Rabbi Yehuda lichaper lo mashmalei my timer. La Mishuni boiling Zerushava. Rabbi Yehuda is not learning lechaper to teach us that the other chatos pnimios have to get burnt and be kri tumah. He's learning that from chatos chatos. Why? Must be because he has lechaper to learn out the Zerushava. Learning out the Zerushava. Well, that's the Zerushava we just learned out before that it has to be sprinkled lechaper. It teaches lechaper that it has to be sprinkled. So he's going to hold like Reb Shimon that only if you sprinkle the blood and burn in the mezid does it become. Apostle, not if it's just brought in. Because again, he's learning chatas chatas because lechaper, he can't use learn because he's already learning it for something else. That's the assumption, I guess, that every year he makes, the Gemara leaves it like that. Okay. Hajjalach kol azvachim shesarvu, hajjalach kol azvachim shesarvu, hajjalach kol azvachim shesarvu. I give everybody a moment to change volumes.
Thank you.
Thank you for the sheets, the printouts. Ninth parak, Hamizbeach Mekadesh. We've seen this a few times before, that oftentimes stuff that's put on the Mizbeach, even though it shouldn't have been put on the Mizbeach, nevertheless, once it goes on the Mizbeach, we don't take it down. The Mizbeach is Mekadesh. The Mizbeach creates the Kedusha. Right? To learn that from a Pasuk says in Shmos, Perich of Tes, V'haya Hamizbeach Kodesh Kodoshim, Kol Hanogeim Mizbeach, anything that touches Mizbeach, Yikdosh. Right, the Chachamim learn out that something that's puzzled that goes on the Mizbeach, it doesn't go down. Okay, but the question is, what items are subject to that rule? So the Gemara is going to bring three Shitos Tanayim. What is considered Davar HaRa'i LeMizbeach, that what, even if it's puzzled that goes up, doesn't come down? You always say, what comes up must come down, not when it comes to Kasha. Right? HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es HaRa'i Lo. the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, that is Roy to go on the Mizbeach. Okay? That if it went on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come off. What does Ro'i lo mean? Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol ha-ro'i li'ishim. Anything that had not been possible is Roy to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Any item that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Im Allah, if it went up, lo yered. Shneamar, because the Pasuk says, Hi ha'ola al mokda. Mokda is the fire. Anything that goes, ma'ola shivu li'ishim, just like the ola is Roy to be burnt, im also lo teirid. If you put it up, it doesn't come down. That's an assumption that they make. I'm not exactly sure where that came from. But im also lo teirid, af kol shehu roi li'ishim, so to anything else that theoretically could be burnt on the Mizbeach, im also lo teirid. If it went up, even if it was possible, doesn't come down. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, no. What does roi mean? It's kol ha roi li Mizbeach. Anything that's roi to be placed on the Mizbeach. That's not to be burnt, but to be placed on the Mizbeach, which includes yayin and water, things like that. Right? Kol ha-roi le-mizbeach, im ala lo yereid, shenemar hi ola al-mokda al-mizbeach. He adds the next words of the pasuk. Ma ola shi ru'uya le-mizbeach, just like the ola is ro'oi to go on the mizbeach, im also lo teirid, if it goes up, doesn't come down. So af kol davar, shu ro'oi le-mizbeach, im also lo teirid. So anything else that's ro'oi to go on the mizbeach, if it goes up, doesn't come down. So what's the machna dafkamina? Ein bein, divir Rabbi Gamliel, divir Rabbi Yeshua, there is no difference between the words of Rabbi Gamliel and the words of Rabbi Yeshua. Again, Rabbi Yeshua said it's Roy Le'isha to be burnt. Rabbi Gamliel says Roy Le'mizbeach to be placed on Mizbeach. What's the difference between them? Ela Le'dam V'Nesachim, blood and libations. Sher Rabbi Gamliel Omer Lo Yerdu. Rabbi Gamliel says don't bring them down because they're Roy to go on the Mizbeach. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yerdu, they do be taken off if they're possible because they're not Roy to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Third Shita, Rabbi Shimon Omer Zevach kosher. So when you bring a korban, you're supposed to bring the korban with wine, with the nesachim, with the wine libations that come along with it. You also can bring wine libations on their own. So he says, zevach kosher unesachim psulim. If the zevach that I brought is kosher, and the accompanying nesachim become pasul, I don't know, they were yotzei chutz from komo, and they became tamei, right? So nesachim, or the case is nesachim ksherim, nesachim themselves are kosher, the zevach pasul, but the zevach that they're accompanying became pasul. Vafilu zeva zepsulim, even if both of them are pasul, hazevach lo yered, hanesachim yerdil. Okay? He basically says in all these cases, if the nesachim become pasul, they don't get put, if they went up, they come down. When would nesachim not come down? If the nesachim are brought on their own. But if nesachim are brought to accompany the korban, and anything, a part of it becomes pasul, either the Nesachim became Pasul, or the Zevach became Pasul, or both became Pasul, the Zevach, I mean the Korban doesn't go down, but the Nesachim go down, right? I think that's right. Okay, because I guess there's...
It seems like he's
arguing about Rabbi Yeshua only about Nesachim that come on their own. Right, he's agreeing with Rabbi Gamliel that Nesachim that come on, sorry, he's agreeing with Rabbi Gamliel that Nesachim that come on their own, since they have their own independent status, then if im olul yerdu. But Nesachim that come along with the Karban, if anything comes possible with the Karban or it, they im olul yerdu. Gemara will discuss. Okay, so Gemara now says, the Mishnah that said, ro'i lo in, right, it says, Mekdesh Mekadesh Esar ro'i lo in, Ain Royu lo lo, but if it's not Royu, it's not. What is that coming to exclude? What does that mean it's coming to exclude? So Rashi says, Shalom Nyos Beach Adivre Kol. What is the item that's not Royu, according to everybody? I brought this machlokes down, but what item we know what is not Royu lo according to the first Shita, or things that are not burnt. But what about
blood?
That's only the first Shita, but it says Amakin Fakash is Royu Loi. Mashman, there's things that are not Roy Lo. Well, so what is not Roy Lo according to everybody? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, Lemu'utei comes to exclude Kimotzim Shelo Kitshu Bekli. The komets, right? The folding finger of the mount that you take from the Mincha that was not put into the Kli Sharis.
What is it? The left on your fingers?
So what happens is you take the komets from the flower, and then you're supposed to take that komets and put it into a Kli Sharis, and then bring it onto the Mizbeach. So what happened here is he didn't put it into the klisharis. He left it in his fingers, or he didn't put it back into the klisharis. Shelo kitchu b'kli. So therefore, it was never separated to the gavoa. It has to be put into the klisharis. And they're not roiyim from the mizbeach. So if they, I guess it hasn't yet been put into the klisharis. If they go up onto the mizbeach, they come down. So maskin flo Ravina. So Ravina asks on Rav Papa, Maishna mid'ula. Why is this case of this komates different than the case of Ula? The Amr Ula. Ula says, Emure kadoshim kalim. So you have the fats and the limbs of the kachi kalim, which what's the story with those? Those are not supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. Right? And before, they're not supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, but they were supposed to be either given out to the, right? No, Emure kachi kalim. It's low. Right, the Emurim are supposed to be burnt to the Mizbeach, right?
Yeah, right.
Right, the Emurim Kachikalim, Shehe'olon, right, you brought them up to the Mizbeach. Yeah, they're supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. Right, they're supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, just like the Komet is supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. These are supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, but they were brought on the Mizbeach lifnei Zrikas Daman, before the Zrika was done. So before Zrika's Dam, those things are not put for, not supposed to go on the Mizbeach. The blood is matured to go on the Mizbeach.
It's out of order, basically.
What?
It's out of order.
Correct, but it makes there's an impact now when it's out of order. Right, Rashi says, they haven't now been set aside to be born in the Mizbeach. When you throw the blood, that's when these things become subject, are belong to Hashem, and that's when they also get the din of Me'ilah by Kachikalim. It's automatically Me'ilah, fine. So these things, are, right, and then what happens, these things went up before the blood was thrown. Lo yerdu. You don't bring them down. Because nasu lachmon shel mizbeach. They become the bread of the mizbeach. Why is that any different than the komates that wasn't put in the kli? The komates that wasn't put in the kli has not yet been set aside to go onto the mizbeach because it hasn't put in the kli. So too, the emurim, kachikalim, have not yet been set aside to go onto the mizbeach because there's no, that blood hasn't been thrown. But by the emurim, we say stay on. But by this komates, we say take off. What's the difference? Which is a big difference. Hanach, lo michzru maise begufayu. Honey, michzru maise begufayu. There's a difference. When it comes to the emurim, there's nothing to do with the emurim. The emurim have to wait for something else to happen. So if they go up on the mizbeach, they don't come down. By this komates, something has to be done to the komates itself. The komates has to be put into the kli. It's missing a maise begufayu. So that, if it's missing a maise begufayu, if it went up, don't you take it down. But the emurim kachikalim, it's only missing the blood, not begufayu, to be thrown. So if it went up, you leave it up. That's what makes the distinction. Somehow that's a distinction that makes a difference. It does. That's the difference. Okay. The Mishnah then said, Rabbi Shua Omer, kol ha-ro'yu li'ishim. Well, who is you that said that if it's something that's ro'yu to be burnt on the Mizbeach, if it goes up, it doesn't come down. Because it says, hi ola al ha-mokda, just like the ola is burnt and doesn't come down, so to anything that's supposed to be burnt, it doesn't come down. So Gemara says, okay, now we're going to have these ping-pong Gemaras. What is Rabbi Gamliel glued? Rabbi Gamliel, doesn't the pasuk say he ha'ola al mokda? The Rabbi Gamliel nami or Gamliel, don't you also agree? How say the pasuk says ola al mokda? So you should learn from here the only something that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach if it goes up doesn't come down. If there's no ahu ola al mokda, that's what's teaching that. That's teaching lahadure pokin hudasa. That's come to teach us that something, you know, it gets very hot and something bursts and flies off the mizbeach. You put it back on. You don't leave it off. If it flies off the mizbeach, you put it back on. Okay, so the idach laduri pokiminoli. So you, Rabbi Shua, who's learning olam mokdah to teach me that if it's only something that's burnt on the mizbeach doesn't come down. How do you know if something got caught fire, started burning, fell off, then you put it back up? So he says idach laduri pokiminoli nafgale. He learns that from the pasuk. It says beherim es adeshen asher tochal es haish es olam mizbeach. So he says that I guess anything that the fire has taken grab of is tochal haish. It goes on to goes back onto the mizbeach. Okay, so the idach. What do you learn? You, Rabbi Gamliel, what do you do with the pasuk asher tochal haish? He says, "Hahu mi boile li ikule ola atamaxir the itamaxir ikule katoris." It comes to teach us that the pasuk says asher tochal es haish es haola. It comes to teach us that only if the only thing that if it flew off the mizbeach that gets put back on is ola, is I guess animals. But Ketoris that flies off, you don't put back on. So the Tani, because this was learnt, Rabbi Chanina bar Minyume Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, the Pasuk says, the Tani, Rabbi Chanina bar Minyume Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, the Pasuk says, Shetocha la'ish esha olal mizbeach, ikule ola tamaxir, via tamaxir, ikule Ketoris. Fine. That's where we learned it from. Ivy, that's from Yeshua. How do you know that if the Torah gets bumped off the Mizbeach, you don't put it back on? He says, no. Lav mimela shaminan shmamina. You learn that mimela. Why? Di kula ola mehadrinan. Why don't, I guess he's saying, I guess you can learn it from two things. He says, lav mimela shaminan di kula ola mehadrinan. He seems to be saying that we don't really need the pasuk to teach me that if the ola jumps off, it goes back on, which seems to make sense. If it goes up, it doesn't come down. So if it went up, you got to put it back up. So what's the pasuk teaching me? So the pasuk itself is teaching me that if it's talking about the Ketores. I guess you can learn both things from it. Does Rashi help with that? He says, "Lav mimelo shamina minei." Hilchach lo boy kro achrina. I guess we've seen some saying. Right, okay. You get one from the context, so the pasuk is just available then to learn the other one. All right, then the Mishnah doesn't go, now the Gemara's discuss the other way. The Mishnah said, Rav Leo says, that kol haroi l'mizbeach, which included the blood and the yayin, doesn't come down. So, because why? Because the pasuk says, hi ola al mokta al mizbeach. Just like the ola goes in mizbeach, it doesn't come down. So to anything that goes in mizbeach, doesn't come down. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua, Nami, Haksiv, al mizbeach. It says al mizbeach. So what are you going to do with the words alam izbeach? So he says, "Shua nami aksiv alam izbeach." Ahu mi baile. What's that needed for? My, I don't think time is there. Maka amarachmana kol haroy lemokta mikadesh mizbeach. Oh, he learns as follows. He says, "It says he ola alamokta al mizbeach. Whenever is royal to be burnt." The Mizbeach is Mekadesh. That's how he learns the two words. Mokta al Mizbeach. So that's how he learns the Pasuk. So Gemara says, okay, V'idach, Rabbi Gamliel, that makes sense. That's how you learn the Pasuk. Learn the Pasuk says, Hiya Ola al Mokta al HaMizbeach. If it's a Mokta, then it stays on the Mizbeach. So what do you do, Rabbi Gamliel? That's good shot in the Pasuk. Because you're right. He doesn't learn it out from that Pasuk. He learns it out from a different Pasuk. Mizbeach Achrinaksiv. There's another Pasuk in Shmos. There it says, Kol hanogeya b'mizbeach yikdash. And there it doesn't mention the mokta or the ishim, just anything that goes on the mizbeach, the mizbeach is mekadesh. To teach us that anything that goes up on the mizbeach, if it went up, even though it's pasul, you don't take it down. Great. So Rabbi Yeshua, what do you do with that pasuk? V'idach, you only learn that if it has to be roi to be burnt on the mizbeach, doesn't come down. But we have this pasuk that says, Kol hanogeya b'mizbeach yikdash. What do you do with Kol hanogeya b'mizbeach? So he says, no. Chad lehecha da haisela kshas kosher. V'chad lehecha da lo haisela kshas kosher. I need two psukim, because there are two possibilities. There's a possibility that I have a karbon, that at a certain point in time, it had a time kshas kosher, and then got pasul afterwards. And there are other karbonos that never had the time that they were kosher. I need two psukim to teach me in both instances, if they go up on the mizbeach, they don't come down. That's the case. The carbon came in, you checked it, it's possible. Nevertheless, somebody comes in and puts on the mizbeach. He made the mistake. How can you guy have the wrong kavana? He made a mistake. That's the whole, everything we're learning about is that he made a mistake. So you made a mistake, it went up, don't take it down. So I need both psukim to teach me in both instances, don't take it down. V'idach, how come you, Rabbi Gamliel, don't say that I need two psukim, one to teach me had a shas kosher, and one teacher we didn't have a shas kosher. He says, there's no difference. Keva de psulin in over, even Rachmana, what's possible is possible is possible. Right? Lo shna haishel shas kosher, lo shna lo haishel shas kosher. Doesn't matter. The Torah is telling me, if it's possible, it went up, you don't come down. Doesn't make any distinction in the matter. Why would you think that it makes a difference when the psul happened? Once it's possible, it's possible. Who cares when it happened? Right, exactly. Okay.
But that does not include the nirva, the rifei and nirva. Those
painting. I don't know. It doesn't seem to, it could be that we learned that elsewhere, I don't remember. I just think from the Mishnah right now it doesn't seem to say that. The Mishnah says kol. And the only thing we excluded so far was the komets, right, that wasn't put into the kli.
Right.
And then we include for Rabbi Yeshua, we said not the wine and the blood. But I hear you, I don't know where if that's the case, I don't know where we learned it. We just haven't learned it from this. I don't remember if we learned it elsewhere. I just don't remember. But I don't see it from right here. Reb Shimon Omer Hazevach Kosher. Right, Reb Shimon had this whole thing that if you bring the karbon with the nesachim, and something happens to either the karbon or to the nesachim or to both, the zevach if it went up stays up, the nesachim if they went up stay down. Mashma, the nesachim brought by itself, no matter what, goes up, stays up. So Tanya. The Gemara is not going to bring a brice to try to explain the reason of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Nesachim who come with the Zevach, Im Olu Yal Yerdu. But the Nesachim that come by themselves, Im Olu... Sorry, the Nesachim that come with the Zevach, Im Olu Yerdu. They come by themselves, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, the Pasuk says, Ola. That's what the Pasuk that we're talking about. Ola ala mokta ala mizbeach. The Pasuk says, Ola. Ma Ola haba biglal atzma. Just like the Ola comes because of itself, it's the Iker Karbon. Af kol bayin biglal atzman. So it applies only to other karbonos that come because of it, that they are the main, they're the main party. Yatsu nesachim habayim miglal zevach. That comes to exclude nesachim that are, that's just the sideshow. The nesachim are come, they're complementary. If they're complementary, then they don't have this din of him alu lo yerdu. Okay. Now the Gemara brings a brisa with other shitos of what go of in this case him alu lo yerdu. So we have a brisa. Says over here, Tanya. Says Shita Megvesta says we have to add the word Tanya. Okay, so Tanya. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer. Rabbi Yosef Glili says Mitosh and Emar. The pasuk says Kol Hanogeiav Mizbeach Yikash. Right, that's the pasuk in Shmos. Anything that touches the Mizbeach becomes holy. Shomei Ani Bein Ra'oy Uvein She'eno Ra'oy. Comes to teach me that anything that Ra'oy to Mizbeach or not Ra'oy to Mizbeach becomes kosher. Im Olo Yerid. But then the pasuk says afterwards Tamal Omar Kivasim. And the pasuk says, "V'zeh asher tase al mizbeach kivasim b'nei shana shnayim yom tamid." Right, that's the carbon tamid. So I guess the juxtaposition of the mizbeach to kivasim comes to teach me ma kivasim ruuyim av kol roi. It's going to talk about kivasim. I'm talking about kivasim. Ma kivasim ruuyim. Just like kivasim are roi to go on mizbeach, so to anything that's roi to go on mizbeach doesn't come down. Rabbi Kiva says, Omer, it says in the word Ola, Ma Ola Ruya, Af Kol Ruya. Just like an Ola is Ruya, so to anything that's Ruya. So the question, so one's learning out from Kvasim, one's learning out from Ola. So what's going to be the distinction between the two? So Mai Binayu, Amr of Adab Rava, Olas Of Psula Ikvinayu. A puzzle, Olas Of, is going to be the difference between them. Mar, Maise La Mi Ola, Umar, Maise La Mi Kvasim. One learns it out from Ola. So anything that's supposed to go up on his back. So even the puzzle bird that goes on his back doesn't come down. The other one learns that from kvasim, so therefore he thinks it only applies to behemoths, not to birds. So if a puzzle bird goes up, that's according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, if a puzzle bird goes up, it would come down, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Okay, so the Gemara says, Uleman de maisei le kvasim. According to the one who says it's kvasim, meaning according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who says it's, it also says ola. So why would you say that the bird doesn't come down? So, iksiv kvasim, had it just written kvasim, velo ksiv ola, and not written ola, hava amina afilo mechayim. I would have thought that even if they were alive, no, mechayim, doesn't make sense. Rashi says, doesn't say, so go to the sifta. That doesn't make sense. I guess even if they became a balmum when they were alive, I mean, they never had a shas kosher. Maybe that's what it means. If the kvasim balmum came on the mizbeach,
they become disqualified.
I mean, even if they came onto the mizbeach, you walked them up for whatever reason. He didn't burn him alive. He walked him up onto the mizbeach while they were alive. So he shechted it up there. Then you would say the lo yerdu. So kas rachmona ola. If the Torah says ola, only if it's brought up as right to be burnt on the mizbeach. So Laman de Masle Ola, but according to the second sheet of Rekiva, says Ola, doesn't also, therefore he includes birds, doesn't also say Kvasim. So Kvasim means exclude birds. Laman de Masle Ola, Haksiv Kvasim. He says, no, E, Kasiv Ola, the low Kasiv Kvasim, had just written Ola, not Kvasim, Hava Mina Filu Mincha. I would thought even a Mincha that goes up doesn't come down. Therefore, Kasiv Mana Kvasim, the teacher, only Bali Chayim. Kvasim just means only livestock, live animals, means birds and behemoths, but Menachos, no. Okay, so we have basically now we have like four or five shitos because we have them in our Mishnah, and we have these shitos from the Brayso. The Gemara says, "Ma ika ben hani tanoi lahani tanoi demasnisin." What's the difference between these tanaim and the tanaim in our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Amra papa kmatzim shekachu bekli ika benayu." Machlokis would be actual comets, menachos that was actually put into a kli that was done the right way, and it got puzzled once it's in the kli. So the tanaim didon according to our Mishnayis, Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Yardu, they don't come down because it's Roy Mizbeach, it's Roy to be burnt. But according to the Masnisa, according to the Tanaim in this Brisa that we just learned, they come down. Why? Because they're not live. They're not Kvasim or Ola. Okay. So now, it seems here the Gersa also says, I'm a Reish Lakish, I don't know, but now they can bring down a bunch of distinctions, need a chart probably, between different Tanaim. And sometimes the Mishnah is going to say, the Divrei Kulon. The Divrei Kulon doesn't mean all of them, it means all of them except for the one that we mentioned. So it means all the rest, the Divrei Kulon means. So just keep in mind. So Mincha Haba Bifnei Atzma. A mincha that comes by itself. Guy know to bring just a mincha, doesn't come with anything else. It's a regular korban mincha, and it got pasul, it did everything right, got pasul. The divrei kulon, according to most Tanayim, lo teiri, it doesn't come down. But the divrei, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, and Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Kiva, that comes down, because that's not life. It's not a behemoth or an oath. Okay. Mincha haba'im zebach. What if the mincha is brought along with the zebach? Right, that's called minchas nesachim. Right, the divrei. That mincha habayim zevach is mincha haba b'lula kula b'klal atzma. Mincha nesachim. I think that's wine. It's mincha nesachim is the case. It's mincha nesachim. Okay. The divrei Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua lo teiri. According to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, they don't come down because it's right to be put on the zbeach. It's right to be burnt on the zbeach. I mean, the divrei kulan, according to Moses, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef Glili, and Rabbi Kiva, they come down. Rabbi Shimon says it comes down because it's not the main part of the korban, and the other two from the Brisa say it comes down because it's not life. It's not life. What about nesachim habayim say atzvan nesachim that come by itself? The divrei kulon, according to everybody, meaning Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Kiva, they do come down. According to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon, lo yerdu, they don't come down. Why? According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's royal mizbeach. According to Rabbi Shimon, nesachim that come by themselves don't come down. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not right to be burnt, therefore it comes down. And according to the other two, they're not alive, so therefore it comes down. Fine. Now, Nesachim Habayim Im HaZevach, Nesachim that come with the Zevach, L'divrei Kulon Yerdu, L'divrei Gamliel L'chudei Lo Yerdu. If the Nesachim that come along with the Zevach, according to everybody other than Gamliel, they come down. Why? Rabbi Yeshua says it's not right to be burnt. Rabbi Shimon says it's just the side thing, therefore it comes down. The other two say it comes down because it's not alive. Rabbi Gamliel is the only one who says, since it's Roy the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down. But Gemara says, Pshita, all these dinim that you just brought down are Pashit. Why are they Pashit? If you know the Shitas, you know the Halach, you just apply it. You just, all the Gemara just did now was just make it easy for us. They filled out the chart. We could fill out the chart on our own, I guess. So the Gemara says, right? We have the chart on our own. So the Gemara says, no, they brought these all down because there is one case that teaches me a Chiddush. What's that? The Gemara says, no, Mincha haba b'fnei atzma istrichli. We're talking about the korban mincha by itself that it needed, right? The korban mincha brought by itself is the minchas nesachim, right? The Rava, the Amarava, misnadim adam minchas nesachim l'chol yom, because the Rava teaches that a person can be misnadiv and bring minchas nesachim all day if he wants to. Rosh says fine. So why are you learning it in this roundabout fashion?
Right.
Just teach us finishmain the Rava. Just bring Rava's statement. To bring this up, because you're right, okay, you're right. So what's, because of that, the Gemara says, no, that's not the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush in Reish Lakish that he brings all these cases to fill in the chart? He says, no, Nisachim Habayim Ima Zevach Itzrichle. The Chiddush is to teach us about the libations, the wine that comes with the Karban. The Karban Hulamachar Uliyoma Chara. Because the wine that comes with the Karban can be brought the next day. It's supposed to accompany the Karban, but the accompaniment, I think, can be a later day, right? Rashi says, Nesachim Avoyim Glal Zev Yisrachle L'Rish Lakash Minan L'Rav Shimon Yerdu. Rav Shimon says it still comes down. Kigon Dekam Makiv L'Hu L'Machar L'Yom Achara. Dekayim L'Na El Adam Emezif Chol Yom. Right, you can bring your carbon, the Nesachim, up to 10 days later. So let's say it outside for a second. So Rav Shimon, who says that Nesachim that come by themselves have a higher status, and therefore they go up, they don't come down. It's only the accompanying Nesachim have to come down. So you might have thought that Rav Shimon says, yes, a company Nesachim would come down. That's only mamash if it accompanies the korban. But if you're going to bring it 10 days later, maybe you would say now it gets an independent status and should it come down. So Rish Lakish was just telling us that no. So long as it was a sign to be brought with the korban, even if you were brought it up a couple days later, it still would come down. Right? So that's what Gemara says. Nesachim abayim im zevach itzrichle, dekam akarvel hu lemachul yom achara. Sachat ayte chamina, you would have thought, Ho, Amamar, since we learned on Daf Ches, right? Minchasam niskehem, minchasam niskehem lemachar, can be brought tomorrow. So therefore, can Nesachim abayim b'nei atzma damu. Therefore, they would then get the status of being Nesachim brought by on their own, and therefore not come down. So the Sachem Abayim, if they Atman Damu Umodi Rab Shimon, then Rab Shimon would agree that if they became possible, they don't come down to Lo Yerdu. Kamash Malan, Rish Lakish comes to teach us that no. Even in this case, Rab Shimon would say, if they were brought initially to accompany the Karban, even if they were brought on the Mizbeach a couple days later, nevertheless, Im Olu Yerdu, if they became a Pesul. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. Everyone have a great day.